Radio Puppet Move.
And little old it'll be.
Ja, dit is de Grote Wijver, Signing Out. Het was een hele bijzondere avond met heel veel verschillende invalshoeken, kunnen we wel zeggen, in het Sounds of the Underground gebied. En even kijken hoor, wat is het? Nou, dinsdag 1 april is SOTU Festival weer terug. En dan zijn we op het Museumplein. Op de stoep van het Stedelijk. Waar wij zullen trachten het geluid in de moderne kunst te ontdekken. Of andersom. En daarnaast gaan we nog andere uitzendingen ook doen. Maar ik weet nog niet precies wanneer. Er is nog een iftar en een landdag. En morgen is onder andere ook de opening van het Vrije Ruimtefestival. Dat is in de OT301. De hele dag door het hele gebouw heen. Dat begint om 3:00 geloof ik of zo. Dus daar kun je naar luisteren en daarna nog andere dingen en daarvoor misschien ook. Maar dus ja, het beste advies in deze is zoals te doen gebruikelijk. Blijf lekker luisteren naar Radio Potpoel, want er komt altijd meer. Maar je weet nooit wanneer. We'll be right back.
can never hurt me. Ow! No way. Listen. We'll be right back.
for making noise. You bet he cannot say he lost the heart of touch. You start getting pissed on the street. It's easy when you got no beat. But when it's another day, I'm sorry now, I lost my point of view. But I'm happy to be with you. So glad I swam through your ocean. So thrilled that I found you. There's no love that brings me down. Fight the lust, your money's long and livers fat. Face cracks in the wind, but not so bad. The southern white, you love to pay, shoot it up. Get it on in Salvador. I heard a baby screaming out, but it doesn't carry across the sea. But I'm so happy to be with you. So glad I swam through your ocean. So thrilled that I found you. But it's not love that brings me down, 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 down. Eyes, a blink of eyes, face good in the crowd. Someone else is no one else. Fingers first when you're digging shit. Soft and warm as a baby's skin. Sleep a while in a dawn trance. This is the creature, so happy to be with you. So glad I swam through your ocean. Oh, I'm so thrilled that I found you. It's not love that brings me down. 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 It's not love that brings me down.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are moving to an island called Samos in Greece, and we talk with a guy on the phone right now who's been there for a while. And sir, what's your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Ezekiel Kago. I'm from Sierra Leone, mm-hmm. based in Samos, camp, Greece.
All right. Ezekiel. Yeah.
Ezekiel, for short, is Ezekiel. It's my musician name. I'm a musician.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ezekiel is the right name.
Yeah.
Ezekiel is my music name.
Okay, let's stick with your music name. Yeah.
I do rap music, hip hop.
Hip hop, okay. And in what language?
In mixing, maybe. Sometimes I sing in my local language, which is Creole. Sometimes I rap in English also.
Okay. And yeah. And when did you perform your last rap?
Well, since 2019, I never go to studio again. But when I was in this camp, most of the time I compose.
All right.
Because there is no studio to record, so I compose most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how can you compose when you don't have, for instance, electricity?
Yeah, maybe the daytime, I go down the sea area, I start composing the daytime.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I mean.
That means you are free to move in and out of the camp?
Sometime. The time was no lockdown, but for now, because of the lockdown, when you have to go down, you send message. If you don't send message, they give you a fine.
Uh-huh.
You know? Samos camp, it's island, Samos island. Yeah. I'm in the camp. I'm still in the camp. Yeah. Here, when you have residence, they block your ATM card. Now, because of I have a residence permit, which is positive results, so they take away my ATM card, which of course, through that ATM money they give us before, is the way we used to survive. You know, you can buy credit to that, buy food stuff.
Yeah.
But for now, only I survived through this, my friend, even when I had to make call, this my friend assist me.
Yeah.
You know, even food stuff, I survived through him when he make food, he called me, we eat. You know, they give me a residence permit, but I don't take any more camp food. Then I don't take money again. Like before, every month they give me 75 euros. Every month they give me 75 euros. The time I don't have residence permit. But the new Greek law said that when you have residence permit, there is no money for you and there is no camp food for you. Any facility for refugees off for you.
So you kind of feel happy that you get a residence permit, but then you're actually more in the shit than before.
Well, for now, I'm waiting for the ID, because when you take the ID, they give you a date again for the passport, but the passport is far. So if it's possible, I have assistant that can receive me to the mainland, I will forward to the mainland. Yeah, but I don't have anyone else that can receive me to the mainland, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my situation right now. I'm looking towards someone that can help me to the mainland. Yeah.
You mean to take a boat to the mainland or to find a place on the mainland?
On the mainland, to find a place on the mainland.
Yeah, yeah. And what?
Possibly, yes.
What kind of place do you think of?
Maybe because I'm single. Single room is good for me.
Yeah.
Single room is good for me. I want to, because there is, like for Thessaloniki, there is job facility in Thessaloniki when you go there. You know?
Yeah.
If I have place there, I go there, then I shout for job.
Yeah.
That's the determination I'm determined now, if it's possible. But for now, I don't have place, unless I stay in the camp in this situation first, because I don't have place there. I need shelter, the place that I'm going to live.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's the first place I need. After now, I shout for job facility, because I have some of our colleagues that believe in here. They said when you go to Thessaloniki, if you want to access job, unless you pay for it again, you know, the person that can find for you the job, you give him money again to find for you job.
Yeah.
So that's it. Me, I want to focus on my career much, because I respect my career. You know, even I'm in this situation, always I'm composing. Always I'm composing, because I know the career is first, and I'm looking towards the future of my career.
Yeah. So, what you need is maybe a studio.
Studio, yes. I need studio.
Yeah.
When I have my house, I have my studio. Damn, my life is another level.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we know where you're going to. That's good to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And coming back to the music then, like, what is this music? What does it mean to you right now?
Well, for now, music is my word of courage. Sometimes when I stress, you know, I came through music, I listen to some of my music. I have my songs here already, my songs that I've been recording in my country, you know, I have them. Sometimes I listen to them, listen to some message, and sometimes I sit alone when I get some difficulties, I compose them, I put them as a message, you know, that's the life I'm going through, you know. So most of the time through music, I take courage.
Okay.
Courage, because we have nowhere to go in this place. We just sit down one place, you know. The island is very small like that, so no war. So through music, I take courage in the sense, it's make me strong, it's make me stay stronger. And I believe that this is my career. No matter the situation, I'll still push my career. You know, that's the courage I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Music make me stronger, always.
How do you see your role right now? Do you see yourself as a witness, making testimony of what you see around you? Or?
Yes. That's music. I've been creating some of this idea, man. What I'm going through, all that, you know, that's the message of my music, man. My own rap style is with message. The struggle that I've been through as I'm composing music. Yeah.
What is the message?
The message is the struggle, the situation that we live in, particular in this camp. All I put into music, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the music is the music is in your head right now.
Always, man.
Yeah, and it wants to break out.
Sorry?
And it wants to break out of your head.
Let me give you a breakout of my head.
Yeah.
Yo, say since I opened my eyes and set my focus on mine to say the truth about life, so many things I realize. Yet still I thank God for life. I feel the pain of migrants. Thank God for EU who rescue me as immigrants. Yeah, from Sierra Leone to Greece, I keep moving for make a good peace. Big up one love, one trap, that's face beyond the refugees. African Sierra Leone, the great who rescue me. Civil war, Ebola, earthquake, I can't soon been through. Poor education, no school, suffering from political issues. Africa, great continent, suffering from leaders' appointments. All the minerals, no investments, no quality. Law enforcement killing each other like animal, no statements. Yeah, from the first day starting getting understanding, I kept my life cool, stay away from firing. I'm not a stealer, but I gave my life to be a rapper. Some people wanna be me, otherwise wanna kill me. No way, now I'm back in the play. Every night and day, I kick the same game. Bitches like me, cause you know I'm so trained. Flying to the sky, that way I'm going to fame. Just a freestyle, man, I have plenty.
Yeah, freestyle, wow. Easy K, thank you very much.
Yes, I.
Whoa.
It comes, yes, I.
The ultimate aim is to produce sound which is completely acceptable to the listener.
Kick. Om Namah Shiva. Om Namah Shiva. Om Namah Shiva. Shiva, Shiva, Om. Om Namah Shiva, Shiva, Om. Om Namah Shiva, Om Namah Shiva. Om Namah Shiva, Om Namah Shiva. Om Namah Shiva. Shiva, Shiva, Om. Om Namah Shiva, Shiva, Om.
Shiva,
Om Namah Shiva, Om Namah Shiva. Om Namah Shiva, Om Namah Shiva. Om Namah Shiva.
Shiva, Shiva, Om. Om Namah Shiva, Shiva, Om.
na bagwane ki jai.
Earth Search 2, a new adventure serial in time and space by James Follett. Mysterious radio signals are attacking Angel 1 and 2 on board the Challenger. Humans are immune to the transmissions, therefore the Angels have returned to orbit Paradise in an attempt to persuade Telson, Shana, Darv, and Astra to return to the starship. But the four are not interested and have moved into their shuttle in order to resist the great flood that the Angels have engineered on Paradise. Earth Search 2, Part 3, Surrender.
Okay, Astra. Try it now.
Okay.
Now, close it down.
Oh, I was right. It's not the filter system, is it?
Oh, no.
There's an error reading on the control display. Mechanical failure status level B, catastrophic. Summons two grade A service androids to carry out repairs.
Well, it is no good looking at me. I am only a grade C android.
Blast. Here, you can start on these tools, George.
I am a farm gallery android. I am not programmed.
Any luck, Garth?
No. I don't suppose you packed four grade A service androids when you and Shana left the Challenger?
As bad as that.
Worse.
Yeah. Someone operated the purification controls while the system was in the filter cleaning mode. Everything afloat around us was sucked into the pumps.
Do we know who did it?
No.
Well, it wasn't Bran. Shana and I have told him to stay away from here.
And it wasn't Elka. And like Bran, if Elka's
Look, it doesn't matter who it was, it's done.
So now we've no distillation plant, and therefore no drinking water production.
Mm. Did you check the tanks?
Yes, 50 tons. Enough to last the six of us well over a year, so there's no immediate
panic.
But
we need 5 tons a day for the animals, and the two elephants alone need... Well, you're not thinking of throwing them all into the water, are you, Telson? Well, you can't. Can he, Darv? Darv!
I'm sorry, Astra, but we've no hope of repairing this plant.
Their resourcefulness has to be admired, one. Using their freight shuttle as a floating home is an inspired move.
It merely defers their eventual capitulation.
Precipitating storms would endanger the lives of the two children. They have a water distillation plant, therefore they could live in the shuttle for an indefinite period.
Unlike us, humans do not have infinite patience, too. They're tired of living on a starship as large and as comfortable as our Challenger. Therefore, they will be unable to accept the prospect of spending the rest of their lives in a space shuttle. Even if their surrender takes as long as 3 years, their children will not be too old for them to be trained to serve us and our great purpose.
If the attacks do not destroy us first.
They are too infrequent for us to consider them as anything other than a minor inconvenience.
That's the Challenger's echo centered on the screen. She's still losing height on each orbit. 200 miles now. Anything lower and she'll be running into atmospheric drag. And she's still flooding the radio spectrum when she's over the southern polar regions.
Which means that the Angels are still melting the ice cap.
When will they give up?
They're computers, my love. They have unlimited patience.
The screen's gone haywire. Hey, we've lost computer functions.
Check the backup systems.
No, all crashed.
Power's still on, and we've still got the manual systems.
That'll be Bran messing about in the auxiliary room.
The computer systems are independent of the auxiliary room. But why is it, Astra, that when anything goes wrong, you always blame Bran?
Simple, because he's usually to blame.
Now, listen, Astra.
Listen a minute. Both of you.
All our computer-controlled systems have crashed.
I know.
What is it?
It's the same noise that Telson and I heard when we went back on board the Challenger. Telson.
Yes?
Put your hand on the hull's inner skin. Can you feel it?
Yes. It's vibrating in harmony with the noise.
Because what we're hearing is a harmonic. The entire hull of the shuttle is acting as a receiver.
So it's being caused by the Angels.
I don't see how it can be. Being computers, the last thing they try to jam are computer systems.
Yes, and my hunch is that the technology generating that noise is way in advance of the Challenger's systems.
Computers are coming online again. Computer systems fully restored. What does anyone make of that?
Telson.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Challenger's excursion terminal lights flickering when we first heard that noise?
They did more than flicker. They nearly went out. Why?
Well, supposing that Angel...
I do my best for you,
no,
dreadful
no.
people.
No
I fetch and carry, clean up after you and your appalling children, try to keep everything tidy. Now you've gone too far. This is an official complaint. Two complaints.
Go away, Tidy.
Not until I've lodged my complaints.
Oh, maybe we'd better hear him out, or we won't get any lunch.
I do my best to keep ahead of my cleaning and tidying schedule, despite these attempts at sabotage.
Tidy, what are you talking about?
And now you've started gagging me and messing up my coordination.
What?
It happened several times before the flood. They lasted for a few seconds, and I was prepared to ignore them. But not this time.
Ignore what?
I won't stand for it. Losing coordination like that and not being able to call for help.
What happened,
it's
Tidy?
It's disgraceful Tidy. The way you treat me.
What happened, Tidy?
All I know is that when it happens, I suddenly can't speak and I lose coordination. The one just now was long enough to prevent me from doing anything properly. It was dreadful. Dreadful.
What do you mean, Dove?
Turn around.
I've got another complaint.
Tidy, will you turn around a moment, please?
What for?
I just want to take a look inside you. Ah, yes.
That's my central intelligence unit.
Be careful, Dove.
That's right. Don't you go messing about with things you don't understand.
You see this? Tidy's central control unit consists of a conventional electronic intelligence package, which takes up most of the available space.
Yes.
But this tiny unit, squeezed in on this side and fed with oxygen, is an organic neural intelligence unit. It's just like our brains. Not much, but enough to give him some free will for the control of high-level functions, such as speech and coordination, without taking up too much room.
Tidy, did the same thing happen to George?
No.
George is big enough for all his functions to be managed by electronic intelligence units. It's the small general-purpose androids that require the sophistication of some organic intelligence.
Yes, and Angel 1 and 2 are nothing but organic intelligences.
As you discovered when you got into their central switching room. Someone somewhere has got it in for free-will organic intelligence computers.
No, that's too much guesswork. Besides, it was only the lights that were affected when we boarded the Challenger.
No, Telson, think back carefully to the Challenger's excursion terminal. We called the Angel several times, but Angel 1 didn't answer until several seconds after the pulsating noise had stopped. So what's the betting that those transmissions we heard are causing our beloved guardian angels some real problems? Okay, Tidy, you can go.
You've not heard my other complaint.
But we're going to.
I'm not cleaning up the mess the floods made in the freight bay.
What
is he talking
about? Not after all the work I've just put in cleaning out the animals.
Flood? The flood hasn't made a mess in the freight bay?
The flood one of these dreadful children has made by opening the dump valves on all
what?
The fresh water tanks.
What?
Oh, no!
Well?
Empty. Ugh. Tanks 3 and 4 are the same.
We'll have to get the distillation plant working.
That's impossible.
We've got to try. We've no drinking water. And there's been no rain for days.
I've already...